Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Are people complicit if they don't stand up and take a stand when they see something going wrong with minorities? Gina, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Gina. Thanks for calling back.
Are white people complicit in the problem if they don't stand up and make their voices heard when the tragedy like what happened to Greg Floyd happens in America?
I would believe so, yeah, to a definite extent, because, I mean, we all have a voice, and if we're not speaking how we feel about it and we're not standing, I mean, I hate to say it with a side, but what are we doing then, you know?
Yeah, and I know you brought up our caller, Michelle, earlier, but you didn't finish your point. What are your thoughts about Michelle?
Sorry, I got disconnected. Well, I was hearing what she was saying, and I kind of feel like maybe she's perplexed and doesn't know how to, like, speak her side of it, and I wanted to ask you guys what you think about mine, because I feel very in the middle, not that I'm agreeing in any way what happened with George Floyd, but I'm Mexican. I'm from East Chicago, and my family's from East Chicago and Gary. My family's very diverse. We have whites, blacks, most Mexicans and Puerto Ricans, and my dad's a police officer. And a lot of my friends expect me to, you know, kind of, like, not support my dad because he's an officer. He's been an officer for 20 years, and I don't know how to express that either.
Right, because you see both sides.
People ask me to take a check side.
Oh, let me give it to you from my perspective, because I've been in the same position that you've been in, Gina. My brother was a police officer for 25 years. Right is right, mm-hmm. and wrong is wrong. And I think your father and yourself have that kind of relationship and love and respect for each other. We're not saying that the looting and the rioting is right. We're saying that the peaceful protest of the murder of Greg Floyd is right. We're saying that those officers, not all officers, but those particular officers were wrong. And if your dad is backing that, then he's wrong.
Yeah, no, my father's, he's been a police officer in a really troubled city for a really long time. And I'd like to believe that he's one of the good ones left. He's always kind of preaching and saying a good word and trying to lead people down the right path. But friends of mine and even some of my family, you know, they tell him to quit. They tell him, even if he's a good cop, it doesn't matter. You know, like, it's his occupation and he needs to stop it. And he's
the good cops need to check the bad cops. And part of the problem that we have is that wall of silence. Like, you saw those other three cops just stand there or kneel there behind him holding George Floyd's legs, and nobody went up to him and said, hey, bro, get up off of his neck.
Exactly.
You know, that's part of the problem.
Just as much to blame. Yep.
Right. That's the problem. Thanks for your call this morning, Gina. We appreciate it.
Thanks for taking it. Thanks, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.